Alt Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli. The Alt Dot, where laughter is routine.
Now please welcome to the stage your host and MC for the evening, the dynamic, the talented James Cunningham!
Look at this beautiful crowd! Holy cow, what a gorgeous, gorgeous crowd. How are you feeling tonight? Make some noise, Rivoli. Make a little ass. Wow, this is, we're going to burn this place. Oh, I'm so... This crowd is warm. It's a warm, non-threatening. Thank you, one person who really got that. Thank you. The rest of you like, he's an asshole. We are here to raise money for our good friends, Gavin Stevens and Lisa. Make some noise. Gavin and Lisa Stevens, Melon Chef Balls. We love so very, very much. And unfortunately, had a very unfortunate event recently, but they are like the phoenix risen from the ashes. And they are much better and stronger, and we love them so much. And your ticket price tonight really is going to help them out. The Alt.com. Who's been to the Alt.com Lounge? My applause. Make some noise. Alt.com Lounge before? 22 years. The Alt.com Lounge featuring some of the finest Canadian comics. And right here, downtown Toronto, one of the best cities in the world. Am I right, folks? Make some noise. Come on, Toronto. Yeah. Who is 416? 416ers? Downtowners? We got some... Yeah. Who came in? Who came in from outside? Who came in from the... Who said, yeah, but he's like, he's got... Yeah. Got presto. Presto pass. Don't want to see the show. Toronto's cool, man. People are hacking on Toronto. Toronto is cool, man. Toronto's my city. I love Toronto. You don't want to know why. There's all kinds of reasons. But there's one reason. I heard the news recently. I'm like, that's pretty cool. You know the big Mexican gang, MS-13? You know the big... Chapter in Toronto. Woo! Sure, that's kind of weird, for sure. But there was a meeting. They had a meeting in like Juarez, Mexico. They were like a thing, like a warehouse. Those guys were like AK-47s and face tattoos. Like, Tino Sebastián Loro, de Sierra Leona, the Gardiner Expressway. Estudio en la Mansolio, it says CN Tower. It's kind of so kind of there's a Doug Ford. Because he's a criminal. I'll tip the scales for them, I think. I took Uber here tonight. Did you take an Uber or Presto guy? Did you take, yeah? Are you pro Uber or you pro cab? What are you? You're new to Uber. Okay. Now let's take a poll. Are you pro cab? Who's pro cab? Pro cab. Taxi cab? Okay. Who's pro Uber? Pro Uber? Okay, wow. I was pro cab, I was holding out, now I'm kind of pro Uber. I like Uber, but I hate the way Uber makes me feel like a hooker when I'm waiting for my Uber. I hate that. Standing there, cars below, are you my... Am I getting in? It's so true. That's the reaction you want. You sound like an 86-year-old. It's so true. It's like my Aunt Marge in the front row, but it's a guy with the Presto card. It's couples. Are you coupled? A couple of people? Yeah, couples. Okay. If you're saying, James, you know what? Hang on. Our relationship's going really well. We need something to fight about. What can we fight about? I got something for you. Okay. Uber for sure. Right there. Okay. Like for example. So my lovely fiance, she's like, you know, I'm not gonna take Uber. Sometimes I just take TTC. And I'm like, oh no, baby. Like if it's late at night, you know, you're feeling like you're here. Like, so I put my credit card on her Uber. Oh, you will fight about that. The first thing is, it's like, do you have legs? Did you stop walking? What did you? That 1 month Uber made like $9 million. A lot of that was me. It's Uber. We fight. I love her. That's how you know when you fight, eh? That's how you know. Oh, you fight. Like, we're just like, oh, before you open the door, just, oh, wrap the rug. Oh, just like boxers. Just, oh. We're in for a long, yeah. And she has this great new move, which I love. She does this great new move. We're like, we're in a fight, okay? Like, not physical fight, obviously. This is metaphorical. But it's like, we're in a fight, and like, you know, you're getting right in there. And she does this move that I just can't counter. I can't figure out. I never see coming. I have no idea how to get around it. What she'll do, middle of the fight, she'll just basically, if we're in the octagon, okay, she'll just lie down on the ring. Just go like, lying down on the ring. You're like, what? What the heck? And you drop your guard. And that's when she's like, well, and just hits you right between the face. Just, oh. Can't see it coming. My other favorite move she does is this. She'll just walk in the room, she'll just go, you know what? You're welcome, and walk away. I'm like, what the? What am I welcome for? I have no idea. But I like it. This is good. It's like Christmas in here. It's awesome. It's like a little Harper, like a little Turkish bazaar we got in here. It's like the distillery district right here. That's why I like this. It's a comedy show, but it's so many things. So we are also, we're on Sirius XM tonight, by the way. Are you on Sirius? Come on. You guys are, everyone. You can, yeah. So you can listen, have your friends listen to Sirius XM and go, that was me. That laugh right there. See, you would hear that. You're happy. What's your name? You're like delightful.
Carolyn.
Carolyn, where are you from, Carolyn?
I'm from North York.
North York. Wow. It's amazing. Ooh, she's like, oh my God, I'm going down to Queen Street. What's up? Gonna go see a homeless man. What's up? Touch him. Oop. We'll see a rat. Woo! Bring our Presto card. Bing. There you go. It's good stuff. We have got, and I not, if you're just stumbling upon this show, this is actually one of like the finest shows of comedy that you're going to see in anywhere for the dollars that you paid. And by the way, all the dollars that you paid, seriously, give yourselves a round of applause. Awesome job raising lots of money tonight for Gavin and Lisa. But pound for pound, you are not going to see a show like this anywhere in the freaking world. Tonight we have some of the finest comedians that are friends of Gavin and Lisa that have gathered to come here on this stage and entertain you tonight. So y'all set, folks? Y'all set for a great show? What do you think? What do you think? Guys, kick us off? Y'all right in North York in the house, y'all set? Yes? Right on, Presto Card, he's all set, ready to rock and roll? Back in the room, y'all set? Let's do this, right? Let's do this. Yes, yes? Please put your hands together. Welcome to the stage, the gentleman who introduced me. You've seen him on Just for Laughs. You've seen him all over touring this country, front and back. And if you want to follow him, hashtag hipstabusiness. Please put your hands together. Welcome to the stylish, the one and only Mr. Jean Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, come on up.
Keep it going for James Cunningham, everybody. What's going on, people? Glad we can make it out for my good friend, Kevin Stevens. It's great. I know it's Gavin. Relax. I'm actually happy to be here. I just spent the weekend in Niagara on the lake. And don't woo. It wasn't fun. It was weird. I knew there was going to be white people there, but I didn't expect it to be like, it was like some kind of weird old white people underground railroad. Like they escaped slavery too, you know, it was like really weird. I was like, what the fuck? Like, who the hell led that? Like Marjorie Tubman, not even Harriet. And you know what the funny thing is? I wasn't looking for anything, but I was walking down the street in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and it was late at night, and I overheard this dude behind me go, look at this guy, he's probably fresh off the boat. And I was immediately offended by that. I was like, it's 2018, man. I was like, who the fuck do you think is still taking boats to countries? I was like, update your racism, homie. Have the nerve to call us lazy. And you know, the weird thing is I really don't buy into racism. I mean, I know it exists, but it's just not an exact science, so I don't really buy into that shit, right? There's just too many questions out there that can't be answered for me to be worrying about every little thing, right? Like, can Hindu rappers really have beef? That kind of fucks with me. The other one that fucks with me is, how confused are dyslexics in the LGBTQ community? That can't be easy. You know what a real hate crime is? Whoever came up with the word lisp is a goddamn asshole. Because if you have a lisp, you have to say the fucking word. Hey, man, why you talk like that?
Man, you know I got a lisp.
A what? A lisp. I got a fucking lisp, man. Fucking stupid and asinine. I really don't buy into racism, man. I'm a grown-ass man. I've lived enough. I like to think I know when people are being assholes and when they're not, and they just don't know any better. And I usually tend to lean that people just don't know any better. And I think that comes with traveling, man. I was in Halifax, a great part of this country, which I love. And speaking of Underground Railroad, when I told When I told my black friends I was going, it's like, hey, you know, the slaves settled over in Africville. You should see lots of black people. And I got all excited. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to go see some black people, too. You know, potatoes, white people, fish, you know, that good shit. And I get out there, and I don't see any black people. But not a big deal, right? It's Canada, it happens. But I walk into a bar, and out of the corner of my eye, there's this drunk newfie dude staring at me. And I know that sounds redundant, but I got to give the story context. So I'm doing my best trying not to look at the dude, right? But then he's staring so hard, I eventually cave in, which is the number one mistake, and we lock eyes, right? So I see him seeing me, seeing him seeing me, right? And without hesitation, homeboy goes, hey, boy, where are you from there, boy? But I don't take anything by it, because it's just a question, right? So I go, oh, I'm from Toronto. And he goes, no, the color of your skin, where are you originally from there, boy? But again, I could tell by his tone, he's just asking a question. So I go, oh, I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago. And he freaks me out and goes, oh, Trinidad and Tobago, it's in the Caribbean there, it's close to Jamaica, you guys got the sand, the sun, the seas, and all that kind of stuff out there. Which truly impresses shit out of me, because I didn't expect him to know that much geographically about my region. But then he gives me a history lesson, and he lets me know that in the late 1700s, some volunteers from the Jamaican tribe called the Maroons helped build piece of the Halifax Citadel. And that shit made me feel really proud as a Canadian as well as someone from the islands, right? But he was drunk, so he didn't say the Maroons. He said the Macaroons. So I lean in and I'm like, the chocolate coconuts? Which completely threw him, because he leans in and goes, you can't call them that, dear boy. I was fucking racist. He was right. Speaking of racism, my wife is here. It's just how I explain marriage. Ah, man, it was weird. I was going to wear, I wasn't going to wear these pants. I was going to wear these ripped jeans, because I thought they were cool. And then she's Trinidadian. She's got the accent, so it's just... So I come out, and then she's like, where are you going with those pants? And I'm like, I'm going to Kevin Stevens' fundraiser. Kidding, it's Gavin. And she's like, really? Why are you wearing those pants? And I'm like, because this is hip. This is fashionable. And she's like, that's not fashionable. I'm like, all the kids are wearing them. She's like, I don't care what the kids are wearing. It's not fashionable. It's not fashionable on you. It just looks like you don't know how to climb a fucking fence. Take those fucking things off. She's Trinidadian. I'm not married to a gay dude. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that. But it's funny, because our son, we have two kids, and our son's birthday is on Friday, and it's weird that they live this long. That's what I celebrate, you know. And it's funny because we have two totally different views of parenting. Like, I'm the empathetic. I love having kids, and it's a blessing. And her whole thing is just like, let's just fucking kill them. Like, that's her whole solution to any time shit goes down in the house. The TV's broken. Let's just fucking kill them. I have a vagina. I could make more. Let's just do it. She made me get a vasectomy. After the second kid, that's her clapping in the back. I'd do it again. It's not a vasectomy. It just looks like you don't know how to climb a fucking fence. Just rip my bag open. Sorry, I had to visualize that. And here's the thing about vasectomies, man. I think I actually, as dudes, I recommend it. I recommend it if you don't want kids or you don't want any more kids. And in relation to the woman, it's less invasive than if the woman has to get some, you know, her tubes tied and all that kind of thing. So I actually think men should step up and get the vasectomies to help. Yeah, I really do. It's less invasive and shit like that. And I just think they're selling vasectomies wrong. Like, the marketing on it is way... It should be more geared towards dudes. It really should, you know what I mean? Because that's who it's for, right? Because after we had kids and we didn't want any more kids, having sex, it was like under duress. Because you'd be pulling out like every... as soon as you... It's the same feeling of like... you're driving along in the winter and you hit black ice and, and your heart starts to fucking race. But then you just keep driving. Which is the way I think they should sell vasectomies, man. Because now that I have a vasectomy, now I try to fuck her like we're trying to get pregnant. You know what I mean? And it made me realize that vasectomies are just basically winter tires for your dick. That's what it is. You guys have been fantastic. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Hey, this is Christoph Davidson. You're listening to the Alt.Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM 168, recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Very, very funny guy. Toured all over North America and doing very well for himself. You're going to see why in 2 seconds. Mr. Monty Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down, Mr. Monty Scott.
You know, he got my name wrong, but he got my hair right. I admittedly was waiting outside of an apartment creepily recently. Oh, I'm creepy depending on it. I was waiting outside an apartment in my car, and a kid came up to me. He's like a newly, I assume newly arrived Chinese guy, or just a guy who never picked up the language too good. He had a pretty strong accent, but he's a young guy, and he's just, he comes up to my car, and you know, he's doing one of those things where he's like, "Are you Uber?" And I'm like, first of all, I'm not all of it. I'm not the entity known as Uber. I'm not the monolith of Uber in a human form. But beyond that, I was like, no, man, I'm not Uber. And then he's like, okay. But I don't know, something, I guess in his skeptical brain, he was like, he decided to take his phone and check my license plate just to make sure. I was like, dude, I'm the guy in the car. You're not going to make me Uber on some sort of fucking technicality. I am telling you, I'm not Uber. I just love that. Like, you think I'm just, like, hard to get, Uber? Like, I just wanted to see you wanted it, kid. Now, where do you want to go? Unbelievable to me. If I take you anywhere, it's going to be in the fucking trunk. Niagara on the Lake was brought up. I couldn't help but notice that you guys are essentially a pack of white people. Let me ask you this. If you can suggest to me anything, how do you get a cottage? Do you just stay out of the sun long enough and they fucking give you one? Because I'm like half white. If you saw my feet, you'd give me a cottage right now. They are glimmering feet. I've actually never really been too hyped on a cottage because, like, me nor my father really give a goddamn about yard maintenance. We're not big on the maintenance of... Because I'm like, first of all, how do I know the lawn doesn't want to be long? Why am I fighting nature? But I never mowed my lawn and thought to myself, you know, I wish I had another lawn. 3 or 4 fucking hours from here. Where I could just get up there and finally fight nature to the death. I am going to drink until the trees tell me to stop. Finally, I've saved up enough to live my dream of being a maintenance man of a shack in the woods. I guess we're talking about transportation a lot. Are you guys, I don't know if you've all taken a streetcar, but I think it's pretty encouraging that Toronto has finally made them free. That was pretty nice of them, really. Like, are we supposed to pay? Because I'll tell you one thing about me. If you don't ask me directly for the fucking money, I'm just going to leave. I swear to God, I could be in Walmart. If there's no cashier, I'm just going to leave with the stuff until you make me stop. I always find, like, I feel like I should pay, so I'm like, maybe I'll pay. But then I'm living relatively close. I'm only taking it a few stops, and then I'm like, well, by the time I've kind of hesitated long enough, I'm like, it seems silly to pay now. All I have to do is get off. I don't see why I should have to pay for getting off. I always find, I do that with luncheon meats sometimes. You know, because you go to the grocery and you buy some luncheon meats and you're like, well, you know, you know, I'm hungry still, you know. I don't see why I can't have some of the lunch and meats. Obviously, I'm good for it. It's no problem. I'm not trying to do nothing here, guys. And then, you know, then you eat them all. And you just got a bag left. And you're like, well, it seems silly just to pay for this fucking bag. There's no more lunch and meats in here. I mean, this would be ridiculous for me to pay for this. I'm just a total about face. And I'm like, I just stick it in the cereal aisle and book out. I'll tell you this. Grocery-wise, No Frills is probably my spot. I like No Frills, but... I didn't even need to tell you guys that. You're like, no, you're definitely a discount grocery kind of guy. We're not going to catch you at Loblaws that often. If you're not stealing nothing, you're probably not coming in. But one thing that amazed me about No Frills more recently and the flu is that, I don't know, personally, I don't know about you guys, but my general opinion is, like, fuck the flu. Because the flu is just kind of a cold where you're not even that sick, but you're tired. And you sit around for a while, like, you know, couple, 3 days, and you're like, I don't even feel like moving, and you watch TV, and you're looking around, and then you don't have the flu no more. That's the whole fucking flu. Just sitting around lethargically, which is not that different than my lifestyle, to tell you the truth. But there's a group of people, I don't know exactly who they are, but they're so scared of the flu that this year, my No Frills was giving out the flu shot. No Frills. It's amazing to me that somebody could be more scared of the flu than having No Frills inject you with a fucking hypodermic needle. That is not frightening at all to you. I'm scared of the goddamn flu, but who gives it to you? The fucking butcher? Is that a lab coat or a smock? I don't give a goddamn. Just inject me with what you got. I don't want anyone giving me an injection with a hypodermic needle and then telling me, like, also, potatoes are pretty cheap. Check out those potatoes. One of my favorite things about the groceries in general in humanity, I suppose, is that humans just won't give the fucking carts back. I don't know what it is about our DNA or whatever. We're just like, well, I'm not giving this cart back the way you want it. To the point where a genius at one point or another said, you know what, how about we put a 25-cent deposit on the carts? And sadly for humanity, that worked fucking amazing. It takes one quarter for us to fall right into line. You're like, where do you want the carts, bro? I'll put them wherever you want. Honey, take it easy on the cart. They have our quarter. You know I'd rather take it to the overpass and throw it on the fucking highway, but they have our change. And they won't give it back if we fuck around. I always take the 25 cents for the cart as the best purchase in No Frills. Like, look at this thing. I got a cart. It's got ball bearings and wheels and shit. I'm wheeling it around like it's my brand new car. Because I don't know much about scrap metal, but I guarantee you there's more than a quarter worth of fucking metal in that goddamn cart. I will burn it in your goddamn parking lot. In fact, I'm going to come back with $10 and change in a transport truck. Now I'm in the cart business, partner. You guys have been a lot of fun, man. God bless Gavin Stevens.
Hey, this is Jovu. You're listening to the Alt. Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM 168, recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto.
My friend. Also, if you're listening to this on XM Sirius right now, I don't know, is it live broadcast? Or, well, there's a GoFundMe page for Gavin and Lisa. If you're not live in our studio audience here, you're welcome to donate to that, the GoFundMe page. And this is this thing. I'm emceeing. I'm not only emceeing tonight. I also had the pleasure of emceeing Gavin and Lisa's wedding many, many years ago. And that's so I do that and doing this and my fiance, who was her idea to start the GoFundMe page on the thing. So it's a really big roundabout thing. And that's how you get that stage time in Canada, is doing all that stuff. So if you're looking at starting in comedy, it's hard work. I'm just saying, it's a long commitment, long game. You've seen her on Just for Laughs. You've seen her on the CBC, the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. Put your hands together for the delicious Lori Elliott, ladies and gentlemen. She's delightful.
Thank you very, very much. Well, it's a great crowd tonight. I'm having a good time. I see you're having a good time. which is better than I had a weird start to my day. And do you ever have this where you put your eye drops in and then you're just like, oh, it burns, it burns, it burns, it burns. Oh shit, I'm driving. Happened again to me. I gotta pay attention. I do. I'll tell you a bit about myself. I'm a married lady. I just celebrated an anniversary. Do we have married people by applause here? Usually there's at least one newlywed couple that do the whole, yes, yes, we're married, all excited, but that was a whole lot of thanks for fucking reminding me, clap. A lot of crazy eyes. I'm here to laugh. I'm still on my first marriage, my practice marriage, as I like to call it. I'm still learning what not to do for next time. My husband and I will get into an argument, and he'll catch me writing shit down. He's all, what are you doing? And I'm all, it's not for you. It's for the next guy. Don't worry about it. Got my notes, my Cole's notes for marriage. I'll get it right. I'll get it right. And we realized, because we've been together for actually a really long time, and we realized this around our anniversary, that we've reached the point in our relationship where the sex has become sarcastic. Okay, good. Some of you know what I'm talking about, right? We're just lying in bed going, oh, that feels great. Yeah, no, put my leg up there. I want it to fall asleep. Yeah. No, this is really comfortable for me. This is how I sit when you're not home. Just on the couch with a sandwich on my foot, waiting for you. That's what he says to me. Keep it a bit weird. I like that. And he's from England. My husband, I had to import him. And you Canadian guys, you know what I'm up. My English husband is from a very small village in England, and they have very strong accents and very, very bizarre sayings that mostly have to do with them trying to get their partners into the bedroom. And my husband used one on me the other day that I had not heard before, and we've been together for 19 years. He comes up to me in the kitchen, and this is him trying to get me upstairs. He goes to me, hey, Shagger, how about after dinner I slip you a crippler, you old trout? Did you just call me a trout? The sexiest fish in the lake? Oh my god. I am still in love with you. Still in love. And he loves football or soccer, and he follows this team. They're called the Wolves, and they're very they're not the best, but they're not the worst. But you know, I realize that the rivalry between these football teams, it comes across the ocean even, because I was driving. He put stickers all over our car, right? So it's Wolves, Wolves, Wolves. So I'm driving by myself the other day, and then I hear this honk, 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 honk. And then I look over, and this guy had pulled up beside me, and he was all, you're a fucking wanker. You're a wanker. And then he drove off, and he had Manchester United stickers all over his car. I'm not a wanker. But I learned something very valuable, because now when I get my road rage, I don't give people the finger anymore. I go right to, you're a wanker. You wanker. Parking ticket guy. Double. Double for you. That's right. But my husband plays rugby, and we went out the other night with the rugby players and their partners, and I had to come home early because I had to get some work done. So my husband arrives a couple hours later, and he was very, very braggy about how well-behaved he was. He was all, after you left, I had just one more pint and then a little bit of Jameson, and here I am. And I was all, okay, that's excellent. So he goes to bed, get up in the morning, he couldn't find his trousers. And his wallet was in his trousers, and he was all, Lori, Lori, have you seen my trousers? Have you seen my trousers? And I was all, I don't know where your trousers are. And then he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, did I have them on when I got home? Okay? It's very, you're very well behaved. Oh, my God. Oh, well. And we had something something happened the other day, and I think this is the, like, you know, you have the different gifts, anniversary gifts, right? Paper for 1 year and wood or something for the other and whatever. And so our 19 anniversary happened, and some of you have been married for that long. I'm sure it's happened to you, too, where, so it's the night of our anniversary. We go to bed. I get up in the middle of the night. I have to use the washroom. I go down to the bathroom. I didn't turn the lights on because I know where I live. And I go into the washroom, and there in the moonlight, in the dark, I see my husband on the toilet asleep. Totally naked, just asleep on the toilet. And I didn't know what to do, right? I didn't know whether if I wake him up too fast and he freaks out, he might have a heart attack or whatever, or he might not even be alive right now. I don't know. So I went and got a stick and I started poking him with it. I'm not going to touch a dead guy. So I'm poking him, and I was all stoop, 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 stoop. And then I poked him just enough so that he activated. And that was what it was. He did this. He went, like that. And then he didn't know where he was at all, and he got all freaked out, and he looked around, and then he started screaming. And then I started screaming because I was just so freaked out by that. And then he started kicking his legs out on the toilet, and then I started running on the spot. And then we grabbed each other's forearms, and we screamed into each other's faces for like 30 seconds, which is a really long time, at 4 in the morning. Does that happen to you? Is that normal? That's 19, right? That's 19? It's 19. Scream into each other's faces and dance around like pagans in the moonlight in the bathroom. That's 19. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. I'm a vegetarian, and I'm trying to become a vegan. And can you guess what I'm having the hardest time giving up? That's right. That's right. It's cheese. I love cheese so much. I love it so much. So what I did was I Googled some alternatives, some dairy-free cheeses, and I found a whole bunch. So I got very excited, and I had my knowledge, went into the local supermarket, and I walked up to a very nice gentleman who was stocking the shelves, and I said, excuse me, sir, but do you have nut cheese? I realized what I said, because he kind of smirked a bit, and then he giggled, and then I started giggling, and then he laughed, and I was like, you shouldn't be laughing, you're on the clock. And then I said to him, but it is a thing, right? And he just goes, oh, I know. Wash your hands. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great rest of the night. Thanks for supporting Gavin and Lisa.
Hi, I'm Deanne Smith, and you're listening to the Alt.Comedy Lounge. Guess what? On SiriusXM, channel 168.
Folks, our next comedian is delightful. She is recording her comedy album at the Bad Dog Theater, but you can't see it because she's sold out. So you're going to see her here live tonight. Put your hands together. Toured across Canada, the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. She's just amazing. Kate Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Come on up, Kate Davis!
Had a great summer. Yeah. Still feels like summer. Like if it's 25 degrees, I'm not going to stop wearing white. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. I've had the best couple months of my life, and I'll tell you why. I have teenagers. That's not why. but I found their weed. Yeah, yeah. And I smoked it, knowing they couldn't ask me what happened to it. Bam. They keep walking by me. I know they're looking for it. I'm not saying a fucking word. Oh my God, I got three kids and I'm done. I feel like I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, I one's in Asia, one's just living on her own, and I don't know where the other one is, and I don't fucking care. Yes, they stop eating my food. All three kids of mine are all from the same dad. I know, I'm amazed as well. Like, what? Oh, my God. My husband and I, we've been together so long. 28 years we've been together. And I got to say, romance is still in the air. We have a lot of Skype sex. That's hot. Skype sex. Anyone do that? Yeah, yeah. We're in the same bed. We just don't want to touch each other. Disgusting. other day. 28 years we've been together. Look over, and he's eating pineapple. And you don't understand. Like, my husband, 28 years, has never eaten pineapple. Like, doesn't like pineapple. I don't buy pineapple. He's just eating pineapple, grinning at me. And you think you know a guy. And I'm just like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm eating pineapple. I'm like, dude, why? And he's just grinning. And then he says, apparently, it makes your cum taste better. Have you heard that, buddy? Yeah, no. Nothing will make your cum taste better. And I look at him, he's just grinning at me. I'm like, no. Like, honestly, you know what? I'll give it to you. But you got to prove it. Like, I want to see this on Mythbusters. And not the new Mythbusters, the old one. You know, just line up the shots, Jamie. Just, bah! Asparagus. With a hint of pineapple. Turns into an episode of Fear Factor. We've been together so long, and you know what? Like, it's weird having older kids. It just is. Like, you never stop being a mom. Like, my mom still calls me 2-3 times a day, you know, which is weird because she lives in my basement. Right? And I haven't lived with my mom in years. My mom showed up last November. Telling me, I swear to God, she's in her late 70s, telling me she was arrested. Yeah, I swear to God, she went to trial without a lawyer, was convicted of tax evasion, and might be going to jail. And I'm like, oh my God, Christmas came early. But then the government took everything. They took everything of hers, including her house. But then they gave her house arrest. Why am I being punished for this? So now she's living with me, and all she does all day is watch Judge Judy so loud. I just keep thinking I'm in trouble. And I know she's just getting ready for her next court case, right? Just taking notes, right? But then she celebrates all her dead friends' birthdays. And I'm like, you can't do that. She's like, George would have been 72 today. I'm like, no, George wouldn't have been. You know why? Because George died at 65 of a heart attack. He didn't make it. You can't celebrate your dead friends. You can celebrate their life, how much you contributed, how much you love them. But you can't celebrate the birthday they didn't make. That's why we have fucking birthdays. Right? How old are you, sir? How old are you?
39.
Oh, have you celebrated your 50th birthday?
No.
No, you fucking haven't. Because you didn't make it. That's why we have birthdays. Even Google does this. They're like, oh, it's Mozart's 216th birthday. I'm like, no, it isn't. Because Mozart died at 35 from syphilis. He didn't make it. You know who I blame for celebrating dead people's birthdays? Jesus. <laughs> 2018 birthdays later. And that's just a guesstimate. We don't even know if he really existed. But if he did... Like, honestly, we have before Christ, we have after Christ. Like, what is that? Just some guy in a desert just going, okay, how about now? So I'm trying to get rid of my mom, so I put her on Plenty of Fish. Some of you might know her. She takes all her dates to the same restaurant. I'm like, you can't do that. They're going to think you're an old hooker. And then I tell her, like she's internet dating. I'm like, meet them there. You don't know them, right? Take a cab back. I look out my window. She's getting out of a guy's car. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's totally disheveled. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, you were making out. And she just looks at me. She's like, And I'm like, do you know that STIs are rampant in senior communities? I'm like, they are, because Viagra old people are doing it, and I'm like, oh my God, you could get herpes. And you know what she says to me? She's like, I'm 78, I'm itchy already, fuck off. So then we put her on Christian Mingle. Because we're Jewish, and it's funny that way. We're not even good Jews. Like, honestly, I love bacon so much. I didn't even know we couldn't eat it till like a year ago. So I'm living with my mom. I'm living with a teenage boy. They're the creepiest. You guys go through so much at puberty. Right? Like, honestly, like, it's just crazy. And the weirdest parenting moment I've ever had was picking my son up wasted for the first time. That is a weird parenting moment. And I knew it. Like, my spidey senses were going off all night. And I get to this stranger's house. And he's on the front lawn wasted. Like, yeah. And I jump out of my car. I'm like, oh, my God, you're wasted. And you know what he says to me? He's like, yeah. But then I realize, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're high. And he's like, I'm not high. I'm like, you're high. He's like, I'm not high. I'm like, you look like you're concentrating. And my son doesn't do that, like, ever. And he's like, I'm not high. And I'm like, all right, Mr. Not High, answer me this one question. He's like, what? I'm like, look at me. Look at me. How badly, huh? Huh? Do you want a Big Mac right now? And he's like, I'd love one. But I'm waiting for my mom to pick me up. I'm like, get in the fucking car. I just want to say, like, God, like, life is so short. Like, it just is. And like, the days are long and the years are short. And I can't believe, like, my kids are, like, in their 20s now, right? And we used to have this little half pipe in our backyard, and all the little kids would come skate it with their hats and their helmets, and they were super cute. And now all my kids' friends, I swear to God, are so fucking hot. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, is that Hercules skating the half pipe? Oh, my God. Do you want some Kool-Aid with vodka? Anyway. And then I had a dirty dream about one of my kids' friends. I know. And she was amazing. Thanks a lot, everyone. Good night.
Hey, this is Noor Hadidi, and you're listening to the Alt Thought Comedy Lounge on SiriusXM 168. Recorded live at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big round of applause again for all the comedians out here tonight donating their time for our good friend Gavin Stevens and Lisa. Lesha. Oh, are you having a great time down here? Because it's about to get a whole lot better. One of my best friends in comedy, he has toured around the world, just got back from a big military tour, went to Guam. He's got like 9 DVDs out. He is one of the most prolific, hilarious dudes in the Canadian comedy industry. Put your hands together for Little Man Hate, the one, the only, Mr. Darren Frost, ladies and gentlemen. Come on!
How about a hand for James Cunningham? Give him a hand. Who does every sound effect in the book. Give him a hand. Well, it's good to be here. It's been a good week for me. I'll tell you why. I don't know if you know or not, but a Canadian show is getting a reboot. Street Legal is coming back. And in 1993, I had a 25-minute closer based on Street Legal. And now I can bring it back again. Thank you, Canadian show business. Just waiting for the littlest hobo to get cured from the fucking rabies. And that bit can come back. All right, good to be here. I recently moved to Barrie. Yeah. I know. Laugh away. It's all right, I fit in. I'm dead inside, so are they. We're all waiting for that food basic flyer. Fuck, drumsticks are cheap. Let's go. But it is Canadian show business. You go where you can go. As James said, I did a big military tour for the United States military. I went to Guam, Hawaii, Alaska. Actually visited one of the last fucking Blockbuster videos that I, like, was actually in it. Amazing tour. The last Canadian military tour I did, they sent me to Nunavut. Yeah. By applause, anyone ever been to Nunavut? Anyone? 3 people. Everyone else, fucking don't. I just saved you $5,000, right? Yeah. Every friend that had been, I'd never been, they said the same thing. Make sure you pack food. Make sure you pack food. I'm like, pack food? Where the fuck am I going? And then I found out. He goes, no, man, what happens is the fog comes in, fucks up the flights. You can't get home. You got to run out of food eventually. Seen how much shit cost up there? I looked it up. Head of lettuce, $14. Case of 12 Pepsi, $33. I started freaking the fuck out. I started packing cashews into bags. Like fucking cashew after cashew after cashew. Now here's the kicker, folks. I haven't eaten a cashew in 9.5 fucking years. This is not the shape of a body that eats cashews. This is the shape of a cashew. It's like me going to an orgy with a 12-pack of condoms in my pocket and think I'm going to use all of them. No. This is not the shape of a body allowed into an orgy. They might let me work the door. You can fuck over there. You can fuck over. Anyone need condoms? Cashews? I'm packing. Who needs them? Then I went to Yellowknife on my career suicide tour. Minus 46 with the wind chill, minus 42. Okay, you're a little bit of a math crowd. The wind should not make somewhere warmer. Yellowknife is the only place in Canada you dream of dying in a fucking house fire. Yes. Do you get it? That's why that joke's in there. Tried to go for a walk in minus 46. I'm like, I'm never going to be here again. Got to check it out. All the people at the hotel tried to warn me, don't do it, sir. Don't do it. People make that mistake. It's too cold. I'm like, hey, I've been in colder. And they're like, okay, Whitey, go nuts. I was fine. I had a park on. I was fine from here to here. I had boots on, fine from there to there. And I went for a walk. And after 100 meters, I had a sense of regret. You know the kind of regret you have when you go to an all-you-can-eat Chinese food buffet and eat 15 egg rolls in 3 minutes? Because in minus 46, there is a chance that your testicle will freeze to the side of your leg. And why do I know there's a chance? You made your own joke there. I'm stuck. My ball is on my leg. I can't walk far. All I have is 50 meters away, Shoppers Drug Mart. That's my only option. And I can't just walk into the front of Shoppers and shove my hand down my pants and, can you get me some mouthwash? Sorry, some jokes hurt. Get the fuck over it. I had to figure out a way that was less creepy. So I thought this was less creepy. I thought, hey, friction. All of a sudden, I'm Bill Nye, the fucking science guy. So I thought this would be less creepy. Just standing in the front foyer of Shoppers and just smacking my leg like this, staring at people as they walk in. You're real pretty. You don't need that makeup. Can you get me some Hot Pockets? I have optimum points. I'm the father to 3 boys. That's right. I'm somebody's dad. 3 boys. I think we picked the best name for boy number 3. We called him Soul Destroyer. The third. Only parents really laugh at that joke. I never thought about owning a wood chipper till baby number 3 came along. How can you say that? Those are little bundles of joy and love. Yeah, that's a non-parent answer. Every parent has thought about owning a wood chipper from time. I'm the only motherfucker that'll admit it. When does it happen? month 18. Do you have kids, buddy? Do you have any kids? Good for you. Don't have kids. You die inside, trust me. Something comes out the end of your cock and then you die. Catch it. Throw it away. Trust me. Around month 18, the baby doesn't want to sleep in the crib anymore. He only wants to sleep with mommy and daddy. And he doesn't sleep vertical with you. No, he doesn't. He sleeps horizontally across the bed. So you're forced to a giant H for the whole night. And if that's not comfortable enough, in the middle of the night, he'll roll up the bed, all the way up the bed, until his feet are at your throat. And then he'll just kick you in the throat awake. Have you ever been kicked in the throat awake? Of course you haven't. You don't sleep in alleyways. Let me explain what happens. When you are kicked in the throat awake, your first H is to wake up and punch fuck. What if I just kicked you in the throat awake? And my son is awakened. How do I know that? Because I opened my eyes, his eyes are open, he gnawed on me, and then he fucking kicked me in the throat. It's almost like some kind of bizarre revenge, you know what I mean? This is for every time your cock hit me in the womb, motherfucker. Now you have a birthmark, fuckface.
Folks, thanks for coming out to the Alt.Comedy Lounge on this very special night. Gavin and Lisa, fundraiser, you guys were awesome. I'm James Cunningham. God bless, folks. We'll see you again. Cheers. Have a good night.
The Alt.Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, check out podalmighty.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.